Are we working toward a disaster on this planet? If something of any major plant, you know, explodes, worse than Chernobyl?
We're running the risk more and more every day of repeating a Chernobyl-type disaster. That accident occurred in 1986. There are regions of the former Soviet Union today that are uninhabitable due to the radioactive contamination, even though they're 100 miles away from the facility. They were so heavily contaminated by that accident that they're just uninhabitable today and will remain that way for decades. Nuclear power plants in the United States can have that kind of bad day. Nuclear power plant owners and people living around nuclear power plants in the United States can't go down to State Farm or Allstate or Prudential and get insurance against that kind of disaster because it's so catastrophic that private insurance companies won't undertake the risk.
No, they won't do that.
The federal government provides that liability protection.
I'm going to mention something that a would-be terrorist has already thought of because I don't want to give them a blueprint. But if they hijacked a jet and crashed it into a power plant, it could be a problem.
Well, if you listen to the industry and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, if the terrorists in 9/11 had dived those planes on nuclear power plants instead of the World Trade Center, you wouldn't even have been able to detect the radiation at the fence boundaries. That's a lie. That is a lie that they're telling. And they know it's a lie. That's the worst part of it. They're basing that analysis on the terrorists aiming the aircraft on the containment dome, that big rounded structure you see at the nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
Those walls are 3 to 5 feet thick, reinforced concrete, and they may, most likely, would keep even a large aircraft out. But terrorists aren't stupid enough to aim for the hardest part of the plant. The control rooms and other areas at the plants are located outside of that concrete dome.
And they already know that.
They know that, that there are drawings available on the Internet that show exactly where those things are located. There was a study a few years ago by the owner of a nuclear power plant, I won't mention the name, but that concluded that a traffic helicopter was heavy enough and flew fast enough to end up in its control room. And those aren't the biggest things flying today, and also lead to a meltdown was a part of their conclusion. So, you know, the risk is real. We think that there's things that can be done to minimize that risk, but the government and the industry are doing a disservice by saying that there's no way that could cause any damage, because that's a lie.
Have you heard that people have been taking pictures of these power plants?
We have. In fact, we were working with a reporter in Vermont shortly after 9/11 who was talking about the security at the nearby Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. And the paper's photographer had gone out to take a picture of the site for a story they were doing and was arrested on charges of treason, even though that they were on a public roadway.
Yeah.
But the pictures themselves are available all over the place.